One of your priority measures for this year and in years past as well is, I believe, making its way out of the House, and that's Senate Bill 35.
Yes, we passed out Senate Bill 35, which is my bill, and it dealt with transparency. And I think it's extremely important for our government to be transparent with the citizens of Missouri. And so what had happened in the last year, and especially just the last couple of days of prior administration, a number of land purchases were made, and no one was aware of what was going on. And so there was just a trend there, and I don't care who sells land to who or whatever, but I want the citizens to know what's going to happen with their tax dollars, and also want the community to know what they might expect in that area. And I think they have a right to question stuff. If they're going to put in a new state park, what are you going to do about the roads leading to it? What are you going to do about this? What's that state park going to entail? Is it going to have ATVs on it? A lot of noise. Is it going to be this? Is it going to be that? And it's citizens' money. They need to know. We need transparency. And I think that's important. So that's a priority of mine, a priority of leadership. And they gave me the floor time to bring it up, and we're able to pass it. And I think the vote was like 30-2. And some people were aware that, or felt that, it could drive up the price of land as they found out the government was looking. Well, you write that in the contract. Really neat part about that, I never heard of anybody ever doing before, but we do require that they notify every elected official in the county that the purchase is being made. So if you're on the school board, you'll get notified. If you're on the cemetery board, you'll get notified. Everybody will get notified, and the word will spread really fast. There are coffee shops, there are restaurants, there are schools of what's going on, and people need to know. They have a right to know what's going on in their community. So it's a big priority with me.
I think that was a big part of what happened with the Oregon County deal was, I think, with the county commissioners who didn't know that was coming.
Right. They weren't aware it was coming. I didn't know it was coming. I couldn't find out anything about it. And by the time we found out about it, the deal was already signed. The check was in the mail, basically, and they really didn't care what we thought about it. Interesting part of that, there's another piece of property just south of there that they would have been encouraged to buy. And had they had a public hearing, said, hey, we've got some money, we'd like to buy a park or have a park here in Oregon County, help the economy, help this or help that, they would have had that input from the local people, and it would have preserved a really important part of the 11 Point River going through it, just by simply talking to people, communicating.
Also this week, a couple of bills, one of which deals with electricity, another with water and sewer, and both of these it would make some changes in terms of the infrastructure and modernizing, especially in the case of the bill regarding electricity, updating the infrastructure.
That it would, and this bill, we had some AARP had put out some stuff that is going to drive up electric rates in my district, and it will not affect anybody in our district, in my district. We're all served by co-ops or municipal utilities, and so it has really no effect, but what it does affect is people in St. Louis or people that are served by Ameren or Empire District or Kansas City utilities up there, and so it does affect them. But what it does, it allows the company to make an investment and then recoup part of that investment through a rate increase. Presently, if you want to have a rate increase, it'll cost $1 million to $3 million to do it and take 3 to 5 years to get it done. And they have some infrastructure that's, some of it was put in the 1940s and 50s, and we have to have a decent grid, and so important now with the electronics that we have and internet service we all use and everything like that. Any business I talk to tell me it's so important. They can't have spikes, they can't have this, can't have that, and for sure can't have outages. And that's what it's about. And I've explained to people, it's kind of like if you go hire somebody to build a house for you, and you say, okay, after you get the house built, now I can't pay you till 3 years after it's built. What's that do to the cost of the house? So what we're seeing in states that do not do this, we're seeing these big rate increases, and the states that do it, are seeing less of a rate increase. Illinois buys electric cheaper from Ameren than what Missouri residents buy from Ameren. And so, bad as I hate it, I don't like to see anybody get their rates increased, whether it's in St. Louis or Gainesville, Missouri. I don't want to see that happen, but we have to maintain that infrastructure. It's so important in today's world.
This week, the House side, I believe, is wrapping up in terms of its budget committee with the budget for the upcoming fiscal year. Likelihood is in the coming week we could see that on the House floor, so it looks like the month of April will be pretty big doings for the Senate.
It will be, and the governor, and I will defend him because he was new, didn't know. He was late getting the budget to the House, his budget to the House, and so for the House is late getting it to us, and we've got about 14, 15 days somewhere in there to decide about what to do with over $27 billion. So it's going to be a rush this year. The House has done a good job. The Senate doesn't agree with all their changes, so we'll have our opportunity to make some changes there, then should go back to conference with the House. We'll come up with something. So big priority. I serve on the Appropriations Committee, and so there will be a lot of late nights spent down there and a lot of headaches and a lot of telling people sorry and see a lot of people happy, a lot of people unhappy. So we'll see where it goes. It's going to be a handful this year.